Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Sam. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Mark 14:32 to 42. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths. Removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Mark 14:32-42. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not that I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the word or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how we might practice Mark 14:32 to 42 in our everyday living. How is this passage of Scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way you can apply this word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.